And now with Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I am Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia State Patrol releasing additional details of that multi-vehicle crash near Roopville Monday evening that resulted in three fatalities. The Carroll County Coroner's Office is holding on to the names of the deceased. Coroner Keith Hancock saying, "We will not be releasing any names pending identification procedures by the GBI Medical Examiner's Office due to the extent of injuries." According to the GSP's preliminary investigation report, troopers responded to that three-vehicle crash on Georgia 1, south of Georgia 5 at 8:45 p.m. Monday. A Lincoln Town Car going the wrong way struck a Mazda Miata and a Chevrolet Cruze in the southbound lanes. After the impact, the Lincoln Town Car and the Chevrolet Cruze caught fire. The drivers of all three vehicles were pronounced dead at the scene. GSP says the drivers were the only occupants in the vehicles. Georgia State Patrol continuing to investigate. For the sixth year in a row, over 90% of seniors in the Carroll County school system graduated last year. Official graduation rates released on Tuesday by the Georgia Department of Education showing 95% of Carroll County schools' seniors graduated, and all five high schools in the system have school graduation rates above 90% as well. Central High School reporting a 98.2% graduation rate for the class of 2023. Mount Zion High School, 96% graduation rate. Bowden High School, 94.1%. Villarica High School, 93.6% graduation rate. And Temple High School with a 91.7% rate. The state average for all districts is 84.4%. And among the 21 school districts in the state with five or more high schools, Carroll County's graduation rate ranks second, behind Forsyth County. Well, the identifiable cross on Bankhead landmark in Carrollton has come down, and a number of area residents angry about its removal are taking out their frustrations on employees of a nearby business. The cross on Bankhead was taken down this week, 2 years after concerned residents begged that it not be affected with the development of three new businesses nearby. At that time, nobody thought it would need to be. However, the bit of property the cross is located is being sold to an out-of-state buyer, and that buyer learned leaving the cross on that property would be a significant liability issue with a significant cost to insure, and the buyer determined it should be taken down. Now, the initial intention was to donate the cross and reinstall it at another location. However, during the takedown process, it was determined that the structure could not survive transport and reinstallation due to the quality and age. Over the last couple of days, a number of residents have taken their frustrations with the removal of the cross too far, and they took their frustrations out on the wrong people. Employees of the nearby Dunkin' Donuts say they've received a lot of calls and a lot of angry customers, people coming through the drive-thru with the whole purpose of coming to the speaker to say something negative and then driving away. At least one caller to the store claiming that the Dunkin' Donuts brand was behind the cross removal and spouted that the action was politically motivated. That location's branch franchisee Kyle Haynes told WLBB Radio on Tuesday that, "We want people to know this wasn't us. The anger and hostility aimed at my employees is unnecessary." Haynes concluded, "My wife and I have been part of this community for years. We know the cross's significance here." A 24-year-old Roopville woman denied bond from the Carroll County Jail last month after having inappropriate contact with a 14-year-old boy. Just several days after she was arrested and granted bond after having inappropriate contact with that same teen, we'll get another opportunity for bond later on this month. According to the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Friday, September the 8th, deputies were contacted in reference to a 14-year-old male runaway. Investigators learned that the juvenile may possibly be at an address on Tumlin Creek Road with a 24-year-old female who was later identified as Mackenzie Nicole Cook. A warrant for Cook suggests that she had performed oral sex with the teen. Cook was charged with child molestation and enticing a child for indecent purposes. She made a $10,000 bond and was freed from the Carroll County Jail. Less than a week later, Cook was arrested again. The warrant for her arrest suggests she had sexual intercourse with the victim. She was denied bond after this arrest and has been in the Carroll County Jail for 27 days. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.